Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Who Inspire. My guest is my dear friend on the West Coast, Megan
West
Buchanan.
Coast.
West Coast. And we're here to talk about goals. Now, I want to talk about a specific goal that I was inspired by Megan to do. And with all of the negative stuff you hear on TV and, you know, between COVID and what's going on, you know, in all aspects of the news, it's not very conducive to the best of mental well-being. But if you could create a goal and achieve that goal, it's something. And the goal that Megan inspired me to do was, since she's been on Everest and she was just so close to summiting and COVID broke out. But my goal is to do 57,000 steps a year, which is equivalent to Mount Everest. And Megan, I achieved that the other day.
What?
And I just wanted to share
that with
you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and the rest
that
of our
so
listeners.
That is so amazing.
You know, and from what you do, your mountain climbing and all of this stuff that I see, the videos on social media, it's truly an inspiration to think, oh, I could, Megan's doing that. I could achieve that also. So what are your thoughts on inspiring others to set goals and achieve them?
First of all, I'm so proud of you. That is amazing. And that's something that we've just been talking about, like, over the last, you know, since you decided to do that, over a year. And oh my gosh, that is so amazing that you did that. And, you know, and I think some of the times we've talked before too, I had a couple friends who also were trying to do the same sort of thing, or I've got friends who were cycling the same amount of distance would do to be Kilimanjaro or, you know, Everest, and doing it biking. And it's such a fun way to actually be able to share that experience together. And we always talk about, you know, we may talk about me actually training and have the goal of Mount Everest and Mount Vinson, the seven summits, the North and South Pole, but we have to be able to break it down into levels that, you know, what's your personal Everest? What's your summit? And that's just such a perfect example of you setting a goal that is the same amount of steps to do Everest and that fits your life and was a great challenge for you. I think that goal setting really has become a way of life for me and inspiring. And there are so many, we're going to get into so many different levels of what that does for you and your mental health and moving you on through life. But I think it and me trying to inspire people, and this last year of taking people on the journey with me of training for Everest and actually on Everest, I've gotten to see how it affects people, how it inspires people, which inspires me even more, and what it really, really means. And so I think the whole reason that I take all my extra time to share things on social media and bring people in is to give that platform and that visibility to inspire others, because I do realize how important it is. And you're able to, and you're able to create this community together of positivity. There are several people that while we were training for Everest individually, you kind of end up becoming Instagram friends or follow each other. And then you build this kinship, and it's the positivity, this inspiring each other to keep going and move on. And then that is also contagious to everyone else following. There is actually a woman, her name is Margaret, we were both training for Everest in 2020. And when COVID shut down all of the expeditions before we could even go, I remember I was posting on social media like, hey, you know, it's a setback. You've got to get back up. If you really want it, you train another year, you go back. And I remember she sent me a message and she was devastated. And she's like, I'll never be able to do this again. I can't believe this has been taken away from me. And she's a medical professional. And I was thinking to myself, wow, like she's in the hospital. She sees how bad COVID is. Why is this affecting her so poorly? What it was is a life decision that her and her partner had made, that it was kind of the last year that was going to work for her with work, with perhaps starting a family, that she was going to be able to go. And so we stayed in touch, and she followed my journey. And I have to tell you, she was so inspired that she really focused on the goal of being able to go, and she's made it work so that she is going to be on the mountain next year when I go back. She's going to go with the company I'm with. And she was so inspired through it. She figured out how to make it work, and she's going to be able to try to climb Everest, which is her dream. And I just thought, wow. And that happened because of, you know, being able to help inspire her through social media. And so, like, that's just like a great story of how inspiration and inspiring others does help make us, like, helps us change our lives to reach our goals.
There's so much negativity on social media. People are criticizing other people and so forth. But there's like what you did, you know, climbing Mount Everest. And I'm sure you have a lot of stories about many different women who have worked to achieve a certain goal. This is something that should be highlighted more and more, and it counterbalances all the negativity. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It is, we are in a period of humanity that I think we are all being very challenged right now. And, you know, grit, what I talk about is like grit is a choice, and you have to choose to be positive. You have to choose to rise. And sometimes that is very difficult when there is so much negativity. And it goes back to when we were in the schoolyard together and how much easier it is just to do that group mentality and pick on someone, or you can choose to have integrity and you can choose to stand up and take the harder path for positivity. But once you start that energy going and then you surround yourself with other people who are positive, it is infectious and it does spread. And you have to make the choice to not let the darkness in. And I think absolutely you are so right. There is so much negativity, but then if you look for it, you can actually see how many people are trying to bring that positivity and inspiration to others. And I say especially in the climbing world, the outdoor world is making such a huge effort to inspire women. I'm also, you know, because of course I'm an engineer, I'm also on a lot of, I followed all different sites that inspire women in engineering, women in STEM, you know, all the boss babe stuff. There is so much support for women on those platforms as well. And I think that people need to really be aware and make the choice to disassociate themselves from the negative energy and really raise that vibration and choose to level up. And I talk to, you know, let's go back to engineering specifically because, you know, I'm a manager and I run teams, and I definitely always speak to maybe some of the younger women and the importance of supporting other women in really more male-dominated areas. It is hard enough out there. We do not need to be tearing each other down. And that's something though that I think we're kind of taught growing up in society. And that's another place you can be such a positive influence is in the work area and truly respecting other women and you know, helping other women get through maybe some of the systemic misogyny by being positive influences on each other. So there's so many areas where I agree with you that right now, especially as women facing some of the setbacks we have with laws in Texas, we need to be positive inspirations to each other and helping each other level up, I think, in a time where we are greatly being challenged.
You mentioned the good word challenged. You have a very stressful job. You're a rocket scientist, and I'm sure every day you're faced with many challenges. How do you, at the end of the day, put all of your challenges aside and say, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do a hike today or a run or something else? How do you go from a stressful place to a place where you feel comfortable and you feel that you can inspire others? It's got to be pretty difficult.
That's such a good question because it's so timely. And for the listeners, Cynthia and I, like, we usually talk all the time, but I've actually been a little bit MIA the last 2 months because of exactly this. So my day job, I was actually assigned, not asked, to take over a project that's in a lot of trouble. And it is way over the time commitment that I know for what I've got coming up with Antarctica and to train for Everest again. I had told work, look, I can only do 45 hours a week. Normally, I've been working 60 plus hours a week. That's how I've been living for 10 to 15 years to get the job done right. But things are so stressful across any industry right now with supply chain issues, with labor issues. And so I have to keep that balance for myself. And it's extremely difficult. And I've been very stressed at work. And it's interesting because during these times, I actually cried in a meeting. But luckily, there's only two other people in it. But I cried in a meeting the other day. But I have, at times like this, I've got to buckle down, and I have to apply grit to myself. What I'm inspiring other people to do, I have to live it myself. And, you know, an example is finding out I'm dyslexic and that everything was going to be very, very difficult for me. Going into nature is where I found my relief. It is something that brings me such joy and peace, and I'm good at it. And so that was my release as a child. It's the same thing as an adult. And right now I'm having to apply my techniques like grit, get through my own job. And I've got to be resilient. I've got to believe in myself. I have been put in a role that's like one or two levels above me. People are quitting right and left. And I've got to get this job done. I want to get this project turned around. I want to do it, but it's very hard, and I have sleepless nights, and I have to make the time to go train, right? Because I have the other goals to reach my life, and I've worked so hard for so long, and so it is a crazy balance. And so, but I decided, you know, when this started a couple months ago, I've got to use my own tools. I've got to have integrity. I've got to speak up for what I want. I need to be resilient. I need to keep marching forward and believe that I can do this. And so, yeah, so on the weekends, one of the things I'm doing is I made it very vocal and clear with my company. I am not working weekends. I used to always work weekends too. I'm not doing it because I have to go out and train. And this is how I'm going to have to keep this balance. And, you know, the thing I think about too, which is crazy, is I have all this stuff going on. I don't even have kids, though. I cannot imagine the women and men out there that have children that are trying to balance all this stuff as well. Again, we are in a challenging time, I think internationally and especially in the U.S., that we have the demands that companies are putting on us, even more so with not as many people working, people are leaving the field left and right, again, supply chain issues, yet we have to balance. And I think what it comes down to is that inspiring each other to take care of our mental health. When my team comes to me with the same sort of issues and challenges I'm facing, I will not ignore them. I will not tell them, too bad, you just have to do it. I need to be compassionate because I'm going through the same thing. And we've got to figure out, again, how to be positive together and find solutions. And so to wrap it all up then, I right now am in the thick of it, trying to apply my own tools of grit through my own life and then be able to communicate that right now, like through social media, on Instagram, or through conversations like this to help inspire others and let them know, I am so going through it as well right now. And you've got to stay the course and focus in. And maybe that means a lot of things like a lot of social engagements or other things. I have to say no. I've got to focus in on work and training and my goals. I have to bring it back to my goals, and that's my choice. And I hope it inspires other people to know that they can still achieve those things, but it's going to take some dedication and it's going to take some concentration, but it is achievable. And there might be a few tears, but but you'll get through it.
Let me ask you this question. Everybody's got a unique personality, and you were saying that in your field of employment, there's a lot of people that are, you know, leaving their jobs. Now, when you train for Everest and you're on Everest or any of the other, you know, summits that you do, there's a lot of people that don't have the wherewithal to see through. So when you see people who are not 100% on top of their game, I think it's a matter of personality. It's a fighting type of personality, and I think a lot of people don't have that. How do you work through that?
You have the best questions today. No, you're exactly right. I talk about this all the time, part of it's practice. And I have to tell you what's interesting. Everest was, and we talked about this, I always change every climb I do. Everest was a huge turning point for me as who I am, really. All these things I've been practicing, and it was a tipping point for me. And it's changed my career now. Because I have to tell you, the job that I was put in right now, it is so overwhelming. And like everyone, a lot of people on the team that I was put on, they were already on their way out the door, so they left because it was so overwhelming. I think maybe pre-Everest, I would have looked for another job. I would have been like, nope, I'm not doing this one. I don't have it in me. But this, after Everest, I am so much tougher. In the fact of, I had a conversation with myself. What are you going to do? You're going to quit? Are you going to quit? Or are we going to stick this out and turn this around? And I just think about Everest. I'm like, that was freaking hard. And I didn't quit. And I don't need to quit on this one. And even though I feel like I'm failing every day trying to get us out of this quicksand, I still know that I can keep taking a step forward. And I believe that I can get us in a better spot than when I started this job. I can get this team in a better spot, and that's better than it was before. And that just takes a lot of practice in your life and to build that confidence. And that confidence that I built in Everest of deciding not to give up is what I'm carrying on here. Because again, my financials may be in the red for week after week until I get it, and I feel like I'm failing, but I'm taking a small step towards recovery every single day. And I have an understanding and a belief in myself to know that and not be crippled by it. And that attitude, or you say that, you know, not everyone has that fighting attitude. I think so much of that comes with practice and getting yourselves through those situations. I didn't start out like this. You know, I mean, I guess in a certain way, like I had to fight through dyslexia to become an aerospace engineer. Yeah, like all these moments in time are leading me up and making me stronger as I go ahead. And that is something that every single person can start working on today. Day one, you could be 57 years old and decide, you know what? I'm going to level up. I'm going to get tougher. I'm going to take this on and I'm not going to give up. And I'm going to see who I am on the other side of it. And some of that, the big part of that is that willingness to be vulnerable, that willingness to feel like I'm failing today, but get up and do it again tomorrow. And that is uncomfortable. And again, like I literally cried in a meeting the other day because I was in the mix of it. Like I thought I got stuff fixed and then something else went totally wrong. But I was willing to go through it and go back again the next day and keep doing it. It is a choice, and it is something that people need to understand is going to make them feel uncomfortable, but you choose to do it anyway. And that is what really builds that confidence within yourself.
What's so important to me about the concept of inspiration is, you know, because of COVID, there's so many health professionals that have reached the breaking point, but yet they go on day after day and they help sick people, and they see things that must be unimaginable to myself, maybe to you, and yet they do it day after day. That takes grit. And I think inspiration,
yes,
and learning from others at this point is very important. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. Absolutely. It takes such resilience. And the thing about that, and, you know, the people who I do have on my team right now working for me, they're so overworked. They're so burnt out. But we work hard for each other. And I think these healthcare professionals, you know why they keep doing it? Because they feel a responsibility to humankind and they care. And I think in a world of society where we're tending more toward, we've seen this pattern in tending more towards every man for himself. What always rises to the top is actually how much people care about other people, and that's important, and that is inspirational. And I just think that's exactly with healthcare workers, how amazing that is that they keep going. We do all have, like, there is burnout. It isn't sustainable, but so we do need to rely on those things to keep us inspired and keep us moving forward, and that's each other. That's where we find it, is each other. And that's one of the beautiful things that you can find in social media. But you have to get rid of the ugly things too, to be able to appreciate and look at the good things.
So you have, what's your next expedition? It's coming up pretty soon, right?
Yeah, I hope that it is Antarctica. And that is going to be, actually, I'm super excited about that. Most people get more excited about Everest, but so I'm going to do it back-to-back. And, you know, my ultimate goal is Explorer's Grand Slam and then the Adventurer's Grand Slam. So I'm going to hit the last degree ski to the South Pole and then go right into climbing Mount Vincent, which is the highest peak on the continent of Antarctica at over 16,000 feet. So, so it should be a month. Now, it's been canceled the last 2 years in a row because of COVID. Right now, it is on
hopefully. But see, we haven't bought airfare yet, but it is a crazy expedition and adventure. I mean, you know, skiing, the cross-country skiing, pulling a sled up and over, you know, the landscape from latitude 89 degrees down to 90. And then, yeah, then we'll fly into base camp of Mount Vinson and climb that. So it's going to be extremely cold. I feel like being on Mars or something, but I'm really excited for that one. And I'm super excited to share it with everyone that follows me to share that experience.
So when will you be doing that?
So that should be, I hope to leave around December 12th or 13th. And that will take me into the first week of January. I'll come back from that, and then I'm back in Colorado training the rest of the winter, and then hopefully leave for Everest again the end of March to go finish that up.
Wow.
I know.
So Megan, I know we haven't done shows in a while because, you know, you've been kind of busy. But what I'd like to concentrate on is you've climbed a number of peaks and stuff, and I'd like to do shows with you on the different cultures that you've encountered, what you've learned from the different cultures that helped you, you know, in reaching the summit. Would that be okay?
No, that sounds awesome. Of course, I've definitely been blessed enough to travel to crazy places around the world.
Terrific. So, until we speak again, Megan, you've been listening to Megan Buchanan, and I am Cynthia Pooler, and this is Women Who Inspire. And if you like this show, like us on Facebook. Thank you so much, Megan. Thank you, everybody,
Thank
for listening.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.